But what sort of experience evokes such a sensed presence? Persinger argued that magnetic fields of specific strengths might evoke this elusive presence by causing bursts of electrical activity in the temporal lobes. The sensed presence might in turn account for both traditional mystical experiences and modern accounts of alien abductions. As he told the BBC Horizon audience, "When we look at correlational data, there's an increase in seizures, temporal lobe seizures and convulsions, when there's an increased global geomagnetic activity all over the Earth. For the most part, an increase in magnetic field activity is produced by solar flares, seismic activity, radio and microwave transmissions, electrical devices, and other external sources. But it can originate within the brain itself, which, as we have seen, has electrical components." Persinger proposed that these electrical micro-seizures within the temporal lobes generate a wide range of altered states, resulting in religious and mystical visions, out-of-body experiences, and even recollections of abduction by aliens. He hoped that his God helmet, which stimulates the temporal lobes with electromagnetic waves, would cause most subjects to experience a sensed presence. And that is precisely what he and his colleagues found in a series of studies conducted during the last two decades. Persinger's findings. In a study published in Journal of Nervous and Mental Disorders, 2002, Persinger and Faye Healy reported that under double-blind conditions, they had exposed 48 right-handed university students, 24 men and 24 women, to weak 100 nanotesla to 1 microtesla complex pulsed magnetic fields. The fields chosen were not much stronger than the ones that a computer monitor or a cell phone would generate. These fields were applied in one of three ways: primarily over the right temporoparietal region, the part of the brain located at the intersection of the temporal and parietal cortices, primarily over the left temporoparietal region, or equally across the temporoparietal region of both hemispheres of the brain. One treatment per group. They were applied for 20 minutes while subjects were wearing opaque goggles in a very quiet room. A fourth group were exposed to a sham field condition, that is, subjects were not exposed to a magnetic field, although all subjects were told that they might be.